This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Into this guy who is in the know when it comes to dog football and so many other things around the SEC. Of course, we're talking about Rusty Manziel. You hear him on the Steakhouse Guys, and of course, check him out on Three Dogs Insider. His website is awesome. Rusty, we were just talking about, and I want to start here because Daniel Jeremiah is, you know, moving guys up and down on the board, and obviously we're talking about these dogs specifically on the defensive side. And I just want to get your opinion on Jalen Walker, the injury and how that may affect things, if it does at all. And then, Michael, where are you at with these guys going in the first round and the kind of impact you think they'll have in the league?
Man, I am putting out feelers all over the NFL. They need to drop Jalen Walker. I really feel like the way to fit things right now.
Hey, Rusty, we're going to have to put you on hold for a second, bro. We got a bad cell. I know he's out there somewhere in West Georgia banging the bushes looking at talent somewhere. But hold on, we'll get you on hold, get you redialed because we couldn't hear a word you were saying.
Yeah,
right,
that was, and certainly I know our fans and listeners want to hear what you have to say, and dog fans as well. As we start there with Rusty, and we'll go around and ask him about some of this other stuff that's going on with the dogs and certainly in the SEC. But, you know, again, Mike, and we hadn't really talked about this, the SEC is going to put a ton of guys in the league. We know this. They do every year.
Right.
Georgia the last few years has kind of led the way with the amount of players on their squad going into the NFL. This year, ironically, Texas is going to have a lot of people going to the league, and that's when you know you're a championship caliber football team. So, you know, Texas has played Georgia, what, twice, lost both times at home and in the SEC championship game. But there was a time, there was a lull where Texas wasn't even putting anybody in the league.
Right.
You know, after Mack Brown left, and there was this lull.
And that's when you know the lean years, man. That's the perfect example.
So Georgia has been doing that for a while. All right, Rusty, go ahead and start where you were, you know, pick up where you were talking about the guys on the defense.
Yeah, guys, I was talking about Jalen Walker, kind of kidding around, hoping he falls to 15th. That's obviously not going to happen. I think this guy is going to be a top 10 pick, and I said this, the people that interview him are going to be blown away. I got a chance to interview him one-on-one three times in the fall, and this guy's a unicorn, man. I mean, he can do it all off the field, college coach's son. He does it all. Michael Williams, I think, is the guy that I want to watch and see where he is. You know, can he get it? I think Michael Williams is going to be anywhere from maybe, I would say, maybe 10 to hopefully 16 or 17. It's just a cord, man. This is a guy that, you know, I've said it all the time. He's 6'5", he's 265 pounds, but there's only so many of those bodies. He's only 20 years old. Keep that in mind. This guy's 20 years old, man. So he's still a young kid with a lot of upside to him. So as far as Georgia Bulldogs, trending, Malachi Starks, great interviews I heard, teams falling in love with him up there. I knew that was going to happen. He's no way he's going out of the first round. Would the Falcons go that route? You know, and I think, including me, I'm so dead set on a pass rusher, but, you know, we're not one player away defensively. You know what I mean? Can we get an elite player? Do we like Malachi Starks? Can we put him in the back end? Because I think Daniel Jeremiah hit it on the head when he said, guys, don't worry about him running a 4-flat. 4-5-0. This guy's super smart. And if you look at Daniel Jeremiah's list today, he has been moved up 9 spots after spending the week there. So it kind of tells you the
It is Rusty Manziel with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. The thing is, and we were talking about this all week, when it comes to Mykal Williams or Jaylen Walker, I mean, we need a guy to come in and be like a 12-sack guy, to be like all of a sudden like pro bowler that, you know, can't miss piece. Not sure you can get that at 15. I understand that, Russ. But is it something like both Walker and Williams, they do a lot of things really great, but they're not exactly the – they're not going to be that killer pass rusher in the NFL? Rusty has dropped.
Okay.
That was not a pregnant pause, but that question will linger, and we will get the answer in a minute from Russ. But, yeah, man, and, like, I love Russ's intel, just the phone's crap. But I know whenever I do call us, you do call us. It drives you crazy. I know he's smashing his dashboard right now.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. And again, if we can't reconnect, we'll get him on a little bit later on in the show.
But that's a question you and I were chatting about is, you know, we need a real solid edge rusher. I mean, we all know what every fan knows what we need, but is Mykal Williams going to be so good that we get hung up on the sacks? Sacks are overrated.
That's right.
But is this guy going to be such a force multiplier? And does he fit? You know. Now here's the thing: we you and I were joking around about Jeff Ulbrich's defense, Raheem Morris's defense. If they don't do well, you're only worried about this player plugging into that defense for 1 year. Hey, Russ, real quick, Russ Manziel is back on. Mykal Williams, is he going to be an edge rusher? Jaylen Walker going to be an edge rusher? Or they're really good defenders? They're not necessarily that hand in the dirt, get the quarterback on the ground guy.
I think Jaylen Walker is going to wind up being an outside guy. I really do. I think the benefit of Jaylen Walker is he can play inside if needed. He has seen inside the box. But I think he's Hassan Reddick. I think that's who he is. Mykal Williams, the value of him, he can play both. He can play the five, the defensive end, or you can stand him up. And those are hard to find. Again, you know, and people talk about all that, but I think the news that came out last week, the guy said he couldn't practice. He had to take a shot to play Alabama. And those are, you know, that's the toughness, man. You want those guys like that. So, look, I don't know if they're going to be around, man. I really don't. I think the best chance for Georgia is either going to be Mykal for the Falcons to take a Georgia player is going to be Mykal Williams or Malachi Starks. No way Jaylen Walker gets out of that top 10. There's no way possible, in my opinion.
Let me ask you this, Rusty, just from a schematic standpoint with what Kirby does, obviously they ran a very similar thing that, you know, they did at Alabama when he was there and the star, and we know, you know, from the defensive side. But does it allow these guys to pop the way they should when it comes from a statistical standpoint, because the numbers don't match up with the talent we're talking about, but yet NFL scouts are saying to me, these guys are really good and they're going to translate to the NFL. That's what I think fans look at. They go, wait a minute, they were good at Georgia, but he didn't have 15 or 20 sacks, but it's because of the schematics, isn't it?
Yeah, you look at Trayvon Walker. Trayvon Walker, in 3 years at Georgia, he had 9 sacks. Trayvon Walker, the last 2 years in Jacksonville, he has 20 and a half. He has 20 and a half in the NFL the last 2 years. He had 9 in 3. So you look at those things. I don't think people really – I don't think the people that do that worry too much about – they kind of know schematically what Georgia requires of these guys, how they play defense, and those types of things. You look at Malachi Starks. He got knocked a little bit this year. Probably should have. You know what he did? He got moved to star position. Well, the star position at Georgia and Alabama, but Nick Saban, that's not the guy that's going to get all that. You draw tough assignments. You got to be able to play in the box. You got to be closer to the line of scrimmage. Malachi Starks' best position for Malachi Starks is free safety. He did what he had to do for Georgia this year. You look at Tyke Smith. He moved over to star, winds up playing starting in the NFL for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You look at Javon Bullard. He had to do some of that. He's playing for Green Bay. So I don't think NFL teams look at Georgia and go, look, the stats aren't matching up with how these guys are working out. It's starting to be, we better take these damn Georgia players because we're watching what's going on in Green Bay and we're watching what's going on in Philadelphia, and it's working.
It is Rusty Manziel with us, guys, here on Duke's Bell. We're live from State Farm. It's 92.9 The Game Night for the Hawks in action tonight. So is there a Trayvon Walker or a Jalen Carter who's going to pop for this year's Georgia defense, the difference makers that got him back-to-back natties?
I don't know that they've got that type of a player. I think the guy that I did a podcast on today, this was the number one player in Virginia last year. Carl knows him because he got kind of introduced to the world in the first Texas game. 6'3" wide outside linebacker, inside linebacker, Chris Cole. He was a 5-star true freshman last year. I think that's the guy, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, so don't take it that I talked to him. I think that's the guy that scared Damon Wilson off a little bit, like, hey, they're going to bring this guy on third down. He's going to be getting the start. He's going to be getting the pressure, the sacks, and those types of things. I think Chris Cole is a name that Georgia fans need to know as spring practice starts. He was a 5-star. He was the number one player in Virginia. He got down to Georgia and Michigan. He winds up going to Georgia This is a guy, there's minutes available outside on the edge with Mike Hill and Jalen Walker gone. Just tuck that name away because I think this kid, I think he's 6'3" with an 80-inch wingspan. There's only so many of those humans to go around as well.
Big hands, long arms. Rusty, you're right. This dude's a dog, man. I mean, literally, I am curious, yeah, too. I think he's going to be a difference maker, Rusty Manziel joining us. And that's a good pull right there. Well, what about this quarterback spot? I've been asking, is Kirby going to allow this to be a true competition? Does Puglisi even have a real shot as we head towards spring?
I get this a million times, you know, and I get it everywhere I go. But I'll say this. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Gunnar Stockton's got a comfortable lead. He's been there a long time. He knows this system inside and out. Not a done deal. I don't think it's a done deal at all. Ryan Puglisi is a guy, highly recruited, young man, got kind of banged up. You know, I mentioned on my Dogs HQ for the subscribers that kind of follow me day to day. I made a mention, hey, Gunnar Stockton is starting to pull away with this thing in about October. He's really starting to stack good practices, those types of things. Well, all of a sudden in December, when Carson Beck gets hurt, Ryan Puglisi, the light kind of cut on for him. Now, I don't know how close he got that gap that tore that end of the game, but Ryan Puglisi started showing, hey, this thing's starting to click for me. Things are starting to slow down. He's got one of the best arms that I've ever seen in person. This kid can spin it now. 6'2" kid, and he was very, very confident when he came to Georgia. He wants to win this job. So I do think it's open, but I think going into this spring practice, Gunnar Stockton has a really good lead. But we'll see how things play out because you can get one thing. That Kirby Smart is going to put these guys in a lot of situations to see how. And, guys, don't forget, Kirby Smart was trying very hard to bring in another quarterback. Fernando Mendoza, they were working all these guys. So that tells you in his mind and that staff's mind that they're trying to make sure they've got the answer. And you really don't know until somebody does it. Gunnar Stockton, really good kid. You know, he's a Georgia guy, all these things. People are going to love him. At the end of the day, Georgia's going to play the guy that gives them the best chance to win this, win these games and this schedule next year.
You know me, Russ. I'm always bitching about pitching when it comes to the Braves. I'm always bellyaching about the offensive line when it comes to the Dogs. Is this offensive line, this new-look offensive line with all the turnover, going to be able to do the job?
Well, this is what I'll say about that, too. You know,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The experience is gone. A lot of those guys are very experienced, played a lot of games. They were beat up, unfortunately, this year. The guys that are playing were really, really highly recruited guys, you know, and so they're inexperienced, but it's time to grow up. And in the world of NIL and all this transfer portal and all that, I don't think he's going to be able to do what Kirby's done all these years where you just take Andrew Mims and you take, take him out to be a first round and you put Broderick Jones in. And, oh, by the way, you know, you bring in another five-star, those types of things that are sophomores and juniors. You're going to have to play these young guys. And Monroe Freeland being out this spring with a shoulder surgery, that's going to open up the left tackle position. Ernest Green coming back, you know, how banged up was he? Basically lost his job against Ole Miss. Come to find out, he's got a shoulder. You know, he's back now. So we'll see how these things play out. Highly recruited kids, very, very inexperienced, and they're about to grow up pretty quickly. And I think that's going to be the focus. Can Georgia run the football? That is something that I was told last week when I was in Athens. I was told last week when I was in Athens talking to people close to this program, we're going to be able to run the damn football. And I promise you, we just spent the whole month of February looking at every tape and every possibility. So excited to see what you hear out of spring with Nate Frazier and some of those guys.
Rusty, always great stuff, man. Follow him. Make sure you stay up on all this stuff. Of course, you hear him on the Steakhouse. Terrific job as always, brother. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Hey, man, I'll see y'all tonight. They send me down there to chaperone Mike, so I got my hands full tonight.
All good.
We'll two drink maximum.
We'll see you tonight, man, down here at State Farm. That's Rusty. Guys.